Chapter 5. A Storm at Sea. In the morning, Alan and I sat down to eat breakfast. I didn't have an appetite because the floor was covered in blood. But Alan ate a good breakfast.
"The captain and his men are probably very hungry," said Alan. "They're in the front part of the ship and there's no food or whiskey there. We'll hear from them soon."
Then Alan did a strange thing. He took a small knife from his pocket and cut a silver button from his jacket.
"My father, Duncan Stewart, gave me these silver buttons," explained Alan. "I'm giving one to you. It will remind you of your first battle. Wherever you go in the Highlands, you can show this button and the friends of Alan Stewart will help you."
Then Alan began to clean the blood from his clothes. As Alan finished, Mr. Riach called to us.
"David, the captain wants to talk to your friend," shouted Mr. Riach.
Alan agreed to talk to the captain, and a few minutes later, the captain came to the window.
"I must go back to Glasgow to get more men," said the captain. "I don't have enough men to sail the ship."
"No," said Alan. "You must put me on the shore near Loch Linhe, as we agreed, or I will tell everybody how David and I beat you and your 15 men. It's very dangerous to take this ship there. We don't have enough men," said the captain. "But I understand that I must do it."
A wind began to blow as we sailed through the Hebrides, the islands off the west coast of Scotland. Alan and I sat and smoked, and he told me a lot about the Highlands and about his own life. He talked about fighting for Prince Charlie and going into exile in France. He was an officer in the French army.
"You're a rebel and an officer in the French army," I said. "Why did you come back to Scotland? It's dangerous for you. The English king's soldiers will kill you."
"Oh, I come back every year to collect money to help Prince Charlie," said Alan.
He put his hand on the heavy money belt that he wore.
"The Highlanders pay taxes to the English king, King George, but they also send money to Prince Charlie. The Highlanders want him to be king, but he's in exile in France. I collect the money in Scotland, and then I take it to Prince Charlie in France."
The night was very dark, and there was a strong, cold wind. Suddenly the ship hit a big rock in the sea. I was very frightened. We tried to get a small boat into the water, but a big wave hit the ship, and we all fell into the sea. I held on to a large piece of wood and slowly moved away from the ship. In the light of the moon, I saw land not far away and swam towards it. At last I reached the land. I was very tired, but I was happy to be alive.